From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Many, many day me sail away from the Isle of Trinidad. Billy Brown, skin blue-eyed, Calypso sweetheart, most love, best love of me ever had. In the marketplace me see her face for the very first time. She sell fruit from the top of her head to me, buy fruit with the Yankee dime, cause she loves me. Well, how me know she loves me? She tell me so, I love her. Don't mean maybe my brown skin blue-eyed Calypso baby. When I hear her sing by me rum and rice, it's good for you, it's very nice. Me look around, get big surprise, see brown skin gal with the big blue eyes. Pretty little face and light brown skin, she almost out of the dress she's in. Next time she sing, I take guitar, plays the heart, it cuts on fire, cause she loves me. Well, how me know she loves me? She tell me so, I love her. Don't mean maybe my brown skin blue eyed Calypso baby. It's been many, many day me sail away from the Isle of Trinidad. Billy Brown, skin blue-eyed, Calypso sweetheart, me heart is heavy, me heart is sad. Now I'm on my way back to Trinidad Isle, to me brown skin love with a pretty smile. There I spend all of my life with the brown skin blue-eyed Calypso wife, cause she loves me. Well, how me know she loves me? She tell me so, I love her. Don't mean maybe my brown skin blue-eyed Calypso baby.
Well, a great big thank you and an even bigger welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Man, we're real glad to have you with us and glad to have...
The Jordanaires.
Minnie Pearl.
Chet Atkins.
String Bean.
The Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers.
And the entire Opry gang.
And Hank, who's your special guest?
Grant, it's a brand new coming to the Opry family, a fellow that we're really proud to have here with us tonight, a fellow by the name of Porter Wagoner. And if you don't think things keep moving on tonight, take a look over there. It's our favorite quartet, the Jordanaires, and doing their new capital record, Sugaree, fellas.
I got a letter from my baby. Sugaree wrote me today. I got a letter from my baby. Sugaree wrote me today. It was the first one she wrote me. The first one since she went away.
Sugaree, Sugaree, you know what you do to me. Sugaree, Sugaree, you know what you do to me. Sugaree, Sugaree, come on home back to me.
Some paper. Then I sat right down to write. I got a pencil and some paper. Then I sat right down to write. I said, I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night.
Sugaree, Sugaree, you know what you do to me. Sugaree, Sugaree, you know what you do to me. Sugaree, Sugaree, come on home back to me. Well, Sugaree, Sugaree, you know what you do to me. Sugaree, Sugaree, you
Find the Jordanaires, yes, sir. And now, what do you say to a real warm welcome for a fine young country star? Here's our guest, Porter Wagoner!
Thank you so much, Hank. And it certainly is wonderful to be here
with you. Boy, I'll tell you, we're some proud that you joined our Grand Ole Opry. And where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, Hank, we've been playing a lot of personal appearances and making some records for the RCA Victor folks.
RCA Victor? Good. Fine. I'll bet you got a good song for us tonight, too.
Well, we've got one of the old ones, Hank. I hope the folks might remember, called Satisfied Mind.
My favorite.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way, but little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for, to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far, with a satisfied mind. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Hey, Grant, come here. Will you tell me how in the world you stay so relaxed all the time?
Well, I always do relaxing things, like sometimes I spend a whole day watching haircuts, go down to the service station, watch them draw gas. But best of all, I pack my relaxation and comfort right along with me no matter where I go. Anybody can do it.
By packing his pipe with good PA, right?
That's it. Prince Albert's always so fresh.
Sure is.
Always so cool smoking.
Ditto.
And that natural tobacco taste, doggone, that makes for a fine pipe.
Right, Grant. All the fellas who have enjoyed PA know that Prince Albert keeps all the taste and flavor that nature puts in tobacco and then brings out the rich, full flavor.
Now, you pipe smokers, pack your comfort right along with you every place you go. Pack PA.
Same goes for you men who roll your own. PA makes up into the neatest, best taste in making cigarettes you ever enjoyed.
Pipe smoker or Makin's man, enjoy real smoke and comfort with fine PA, Prince Albert.
The old-time fiddle means all the kids are choosing partners, so let's join the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers and Sally Gooden, that fiddle player Chubby Wise. Thank you. Some years ago, we were looking around for a particular kind of religious song to put into one of our RCA Victor albums. And this is the one that struck us as being something special. I know you remember it, and I sincerely hope that you will like hearing it again. God's Little Candles. The angels are lighting God's little candle. Softly they glow as the day says goodbye. The angels are lighting God's little candles. We call them stars. They're our friends in the sky. The cares of the day like clouds roll away when stars twinkle through night's curtains of angels are lighting God's little candles. I'm all God's children were kneeling to pray. Dear Jesus, as I kneel here tonight with my little dolly by my bed, I'm asking you to listen to me while I pray. Because, Jesus, I want to thank you for all your kindness to me and for keeping me so strong and watching over me while I'm at play and for guiding my mommy and my daddy as each long day goes by, because they mean more to me than all the world and its gold. So I pray that you'll forgive my little sins before mommy tucks me in for the night. And Jesus, I ask you to please spare me for the new morning light. The angels are lighting God's little candles. I'm all God's children. We're kneeling to pray. Thank you very much, friends. That's the kind of song you wish you had written. And coming up now is the kind of guitar picking that people perk up to every place. That's because the man with the 10 fingers and them busy fingers is our good friend and RCA Victor buddy Chet Atkins doing the Tennessee Blues. Thank you. that's mighty fine, Chet, and thank you. Now I'll clear a wide path here, because here comes our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pooh!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Webster, this year is a real fine crowd tonight, ain't it? I'll tell you. Oh, I love to hear all that carrying on and hollering. Webster, I'll tell you, last night my feller come over to the house and we went over to the school programming and we just walked over there because it ain't fur from our house over to the schoolhouse. And we went over there and, you know, it's been so rainy and snowy and wet and there was a great big mud puddle there. And I says to Hezzy, I says, I can remember the time a long time ago when you'd have picked me up and carried me across that mud puddle. I said, you ain't as gallant as you was when I was a gal. He said, yeah, and you ain't as buoyant as you was when I was a boy either. Boy, though, we've had them. I tell you, Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie, they really have been having more trouble. I declare them two folks just kill me. The other night, Uncle Nabob was trying to get out of the house, you know, and he started out of the house, and Aunt Ambrosie says, now, where do you think you're going? He says, I got to go over and see Lem Tuckett. He's got a case of streptococcus. Aunt Ambrosie says, you fool men will drink anything. But we've been real interested in brother this week. He's been looking for a job again. Last 2 days, brother's been looking for a job. He's been real lucky. He ain't found one. He was telling Miss C. Jones down at the general store, he says, I tell you, if I could find me a job, I'd really throw myself into my work. She says, well, good, come over to my house next week and dig me a well. Fix that. Well, sir, little old Orson Tuggles, young'un, you know, they've got more chillin' than anybody around Grinder Switch. And he come over the house the other day and he's always saying bad words. He's the baddest little old young'un. He's just, well, he ain't so bad. He just, I reckon if he's just the kind, if you throw him in the water, they'd float upstream, you know.
Yeah.
And, sir, he's saying a lot of bad words, and Mammy says to him, she says, don't you let me hear you say them bad words. When you say them words, it just makes cold chills run up my spine. He said, oh, you ought to have been over at the house the other day when Papa got his finger caught in the ringer. You'd have froze to death. Well, sir, we had a nice thing happen to us this past week, though. Uncle Lacey from down at Waverly, Tennessee, you know. They got the best fish down there you ever seen down around Waverly. And, sir, he sent us a package of fish in the mail, and he had it all wrapped up there. And in one corner down there of the package of fish, he had writ and pasted on a little note. It said, if this fish ain't delivered in 5 days, never mind. But I see it.
Minnie, come on up here. Come on up here. You wanted to ask me something, didn't you?
Yeah. Hank, let's me and you go someplace.
Now, wait a minute, Minnie. If you think you're going to get me off in some dark corner or some automobile...
Yeah, that's where I want you. I want to look into your handsome face while you roll one of your cigarettes with that good Prince Albert. Oh, you know, you roll the handsomest making cigarettes I ever seen. And it makes you grin so proud.
Well, a fella can't miss with PA and an OCB paper. PA's crimp cut lets me roll a neat making cigarette. Wouldn't dribble out the ends or blow around.
It's fun, ain't it, Hank?
Fun to make and fun to smoke, Pearl, because PA captures all the flavor that nature puts in tobacco and then kind of lifts it up to an even richer, finer flavor.
Oh, and you fellas who enjoy fine pipe smoking, PA's for you, too, you know.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now each and every one of you get set, because here comes our guest again. Let's hear it for Porter Wagoner.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Hank.
Ah, it's so nice to have you back out here with us again, Porter. And I believe you got a brand new one this time.
This is the new one. This is the brand new one called I'm Daydreaming Tonight.
That sounds real good. Let's hear it.
From nighttime I'll borrow sunshine from tomorrow. I'm daydreaming tonight. We make love together. My dreaming gets better. I'm daydreaming tonight. Oh, should the flame smother, I dream up another whose loving is such a delight. Who's crazy about me and can't live without me. I'm daydreaming tonight. Daydreams so sweet to arrange, and daydreams so easy to change. I'm happy, so happy, and everything's right. I'm daydreaming tonight. Me. Your lips never doubt me. It looks like I'm doing all right. Before it's 11, I'm in seventh heaven. I'm daydreaming tonight. I never am gloomy. The gals, they take to me. I'm feeling as high as a kite. With magical power, I dance for the hour with pretty girls holding me tight. Daydream, so sweet to arrange. Daydreams, so easy to change. I'm happy, so happy, and everything's right. I'm daydreaming tonight. I never am gloomy. The gals, they take to me. I feel like I'm gonna ignite. It's all fantasy, so just let me be. Daydreaming tonight. Daydreams, so sweet.
Real good, Porter, and thank you so much. But stick around there, Porter, for some fun, because here's a fellow who feels so unnecessary, the Kentucky Wanderer String Bean and John Henry.
John Henry was a little bitty boy, thought he'd sit on his papa's knee. Thought he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said that hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. John Henry went to the mountain with the captain by his side. Thought the mountain was so tall, old John was so small. Lord, he laid down that hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. Laid down that hammer and he cried. John Henry said to his captain, I'm a Tennessee man, and before I let that steam reel reach me down, I'll die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, die with a hammer in my hand. John Henry hammered in the mountain till his hammer caught on fire. Thought the very last word that John Henry said was a cool drink of water before I die, Lord, Lord, cool drink of water before I die. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Talk about John Henry as much as you please. Say and do all that you can. Henry was born in the United States. Lord, another city, steel robbing man. Lord, Lord, another city, steel robbing man.
Yes, sir, the Kentucky Wanderer, String Bean. Friends and neighbors, we have a ballad type of song we'd like to do for you now. It's one of our recent recorded numbers called Marriage and Divorce. M is for marriage, each letter spells altar where you're blessed from above. Ours is the ring, lover's face set in gold. Ours is the richness of life it can hold. I is the infinite joy in the soul. A is the answer to life and its goal. G is the giving of love without end. E is eternal, that's marriage, my friend. Is the devil. Divorce is his game. I is the innocent child you may shame. V is your vow made to God and he heard. O is the old love who met every word. R is the risk when you break heaven's bond. C is the courtroom, not on earth, but beyond. This is my story. R, E is the end. This is divorce. Think it over, my friend. Well, we sure hate to go, friends, but it's that time again. Tell you what, though, next week you'll be on hand and we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. The young sheriff will be up in the driver's seat, fair and young, and Farron will have along as his guest, Benny Martin. Till next week, then, this is Hank Stowe saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Seems to me, Dave, there's one thing all camel smokers have in common.
What do you figure that is, Dave?
Loyalty to their smoke, that's what. You don't find camel smokers switching from one brand to another. No, sir. They like what they've got.
Well, you know the old saying, once a camel smoker, always a camel smoker. When you've found the best, why change?
If you're the kind of smoker who wants a real cigarette, it's got to be Camel's. Their good, rich flavor has never been equaled by any other brand of any kind.
There are no fads and frills or fancy stuff in Camels, just the finest taste in smoking. Pack after pack, they're all flavor all the way. You can count on Camels.
Folks, why don't you discover the difference between just smoking and Camels? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.